You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
And good morning, and welcome to Friday morning. It's a beautiful, almost daylight day out there. The sun is coming. We believe the sun is coming. And so glad that you have joined us today. This is WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And John Nelson, we welcome to join us this morning as we start our first scheduled day of prayer and share. I mean, the last of our days, not the first, the last, the first of our last day. I guess it's the first hour of our last day. So, John, welcome.
Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. We've invited you to come with a word and prayer. And what's the good word this morning?
You know, I woke up early as usual, and that's my time. And I turn on some music. Today it was Jen Johnson, praise music. I just love her to death. And you know, the last couple of days I've really been thinking about things, and you know, Jeremiah 29:11 always comes to my mind, because coming from where we've come from and coming from where our nation has come from, you know, if you read the scripture prior and the scripture after, all the way through 29:10, 11:12, and 13, that God really talks about, you know, I'm here for you, and I do have a plan for your life, and we have plans for WCNO, and we really need the people to step up to the box today, and if you're sitting there with coffee, break out your credit card, and let's make a big donation today.
Amen. Amen. That's definitely definitely true.
Yes. You know, it says in 29:10, when 70 years are completed from Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to you and bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. You know, when I was away in prison years ago, I held on to that. You know, one thing that I've never lost, Jonathan, was hope. And, you know, familiesrecovered.org, that's what we, when people come to us, the first thing we try to do is give them a hug and say, don't ever lose hope.
Wow, that's great.
You know, in this radio station, I've been listening to you guys, I've been up here 22 years, you've pretty much had the same radio preachers on the morning lineup. I can't remember how long, but it's been a long time, and it's something I look forward to. You know, McGee or Jeremiah or Swindoll, whoever it is, Charles Stanley, you know, there's always, I can turn this radio station on, and I can get a piece of something I really need to hear, if I'm ready to hear it. You know, and that's the key for getting back into the Lord's circle. You know, I really got my heart prepared to accept and to give the things that he's abound us with. You know, if you read in 29 prior to those scriptures, it says also in 8, do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to their dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies in your name. And if you turn on the TV today, what are they doing? They're selling us a pack of lies. And unfortunately, there's a lot of churches that are doing the same thing. So that would be my prayer today. You know, let's get WCNO the money that they need this morning. You know, we know what you guys do. I know what you've achieved in my life. You know, we get phone calls all the time, and it's taken time. People are like, well, how am I going to get a return on my investment if I advertise in WCNO? Well, we've been 4 years, and we get calls, you know, and it took time for people to hear my ad time and time again, but the reward is we've had 3 girls in your studio a couple months ago that came out of trafficking, sex trafficking trade. 2 of them now have cars that we've been able to give them through donations. And you know what? Your radio station, our radio station, was a key to that, because one of them actually called there that was suicidal and reached out to us, and we were able to intervene. So, you know, there's so much, we'd hate to see this radio station not be the radio station it is, and it just takes money. And there's a lot of people listening out there that got deep pockets that have never given a dollar. You know, I'm going to take Lord, I'm going to take God, and it don't cost me nothing. Well, it says you should go 10% at least. I mean, it ain't much to ask. Go buy a, you know, I drive around a lot because I'm a contractor locally, Jonathan. And you know what's crazy? I went through a drive-thru the other day. I'm not going to say who. I couldn't believe that a meal was $13.
Right.
So I'll spend $13 on a meal, or I'll spend $7 on a coffee, but I won't cough up $100 a month for something that's saving lives. And it, you know, it's been like that forever. I mean, I'm not trying to beat on anybody's conscience. That's just how it is. You're a pastor, and you know that most people in the church have never gave a nickel. And God still prospers them, because that's who he is. You know, because there are people that, that put into the kingdom. And, you know, I just, I'm so blessed. You guys have blessed us. We're able to come in, the Three Amigos the other day. You had to go have some stitches taken out. You know, we just hope that, and if you got to do another prayer and share in 3 months, it's just what it is. You know, the weather was not what it was supposed to be.
Right.
And, you know, God knows what he's doing, though.
Amen. Amen. And he has strength for us for the journey, right?
You know what? People that know me know I have heart issues. I have a spine issue. And you know what? I get up every day like I don't have an issue, because God gives me the strength to make it through.
Amen.
You know, it's just the way it is. And my, depending on how I'm fully with, and I'm human, and I fail miserably. I get to home sometimes and I'm like, holy crap. You know, I'll be driving in traffic sometimes and I'm like, what's the matter with you? You know, everything, we have so much to be thankful for.
Amen. We really do.
So much to be thankful for. You know, we have many storms. There's still families trying to dig out from that. I watched the south of Cove Road. I watched the whole community come together in less than a week and get them power. And Cheney Brothers was down there with hot showers and hot food.
Wow.
And so many contractors locally jumped in to help the other people that came in to get the storm damage out. You drive down the streets. I was just down there this morning because I have a job going. I had to get ready. And it's almost like there was no storm.
Mm.
See, and that's what God wants to do to our soul. He wants to clean our hearts. He wants to clean our soul. And that's a time-consuming thing. And you know, I'm in the addiction world, and everybody comes in and they think that it can happen just in 5 minutes. You know, it didn't take 5 minutes to wreck my life, and it sure as heck ain't taken 5 minutes to fix it. So if anybody's listening to this morning, you need help, give me a call, 773-285-5828, because there is an answer. You know, God has an answer. And we need the radio station to get the money that it needs to keep that tower going. Look at the tower. Look what God did to protect the tower.
Amen.
Broke all of these, all the guy wires are broke, but that tower's still standing.
There you go.
I took a young lady out to Rock Road Jail the other day. I'll send you a picture on your cell phone. There's a warehouse across the street. It looks like the Jolly Green Giant took that thing in pieces and threw it across the street.
Mm.
I'm talking 1 ton, 2 ton, 3 ton girders thrown across the street like they were toys.
Mm.
See, but God has the power to clean your heart like that, too.
Amen. Amen.
And you can probably drink coffee today.
I think
not
you
myself.
Can.
You know, I got family coming in town. We got some special things. We got a nephew turning 40. You know, it's what a joy. My great niece and nephews and my daughters. I'm having a granddaughter in 5 months, the daughter that was going through some stuff that we've talked about on the radio. You know, she may be moving back in with me. We have so much to be thankful for. And even with the elections and all the crap that they talk about, you know what? Let's get happy with the Lord. He's allowing things. We're supposed to pray for our leaders. I have a hard time with that, but I do. You know? And if we got to go to Babylon, we're going to be on the other side of that eventually. God 29:11, Jeremiah tells us that. I have a plan for you. And it's not a plan to destroy you.
Good word.
So, that's kind of the word for the morning.
Good word.
That makes any sense.
It's a good word. It's a good word. Well, lead us in prayer over our state, and thank you for coming, John. Thank you for the work you do.
Thank you, buddy. Now, Father, we just lift up the station today. We just, you know, that storm blew right over that tower and took out wires that were supposed to hold that tower up, and that tower is still standing. You know, you talk about God and your word about being a strong power. I know that when I was away doing penance for the things I caused, I stood on those scriptures, and the scriptures talking about being outnumbered in the mountains, Father, and you opened up the soldiers' eyes to show them warrior angels that were surrounding the enemy. Father, yes. We know that we have a lot of things going on in the politicians and all the stuff that's going on in the country. Father, we just know that you can work it all out. And we
just don't want
anyone to lose hope.
Amen.
We want everyone to open up their wallets today, and we just bring that to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. John, you're always welcome down here, and just be careful. You might get put to work.
Well, you know I love you guys.
I know you do, and we love you too, and thank God for your ministry, and know that there's many more rescues that are in process right now. God is in the work of redeeming, and I'm glad he doesn't give us what we deserve. In fact, I think he bashes the devil's face and says, nope, you can't do that to John Nelson. He's mine. I've got him, and he's going to be in my kingdom. And, you know, I look over my life, and long before I ever really, with my heart turned to God, God had turned to me, and I thank God for that.
Exactly. You know, one thing, and I'll leave it with this. I have a good friend of mine who's a boat captain, skipper for years. You know, God never left him. You know, he said this, and he shares it openly in the meetings I go through. You know, I left him. But I had God long before I had sobriety, and then I had God long before an addiction. And anyone listening to this, I have people in my life in Michigan that are pretty much agnostic. And my niece, a great niece, is off of college. She's always kind of been like a star in her life. She's watched my light shine. I don't preach at her. And I texted her last week about my daughter in Tampa going through a second hurricane. She goes, you tell my cousin that I'm praying for her. You know,
wow.
We don't know. People are watching us.
Yes.
They're watching the Christian community. And not to condemn. A lot of them are condemning us. But there's a lot of people. They see our ray of hope, and they're like, man, that's pretty attractive. That's pretty attractive. So, you know, I know people who listen this morning and have things going on, and don't ever lose hope.
Amen. Amen. Good word.
Good morning, and good luck today, and I'll be listening.
Okay. Thank you, brother. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us. We love you and thank God for the ministry you have and the work you do.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. All right. John Nelson, we always love to have John Nelson joining us in the morning, and this is our last scheduled day of prayer and share, and we are starting the morning with $106,179.50. Which actually we have a couple donations here that's going to straighten out that 50 cents that's hanging. But that leaves about $118,820 to go. However, we do have some gifts, some big gifts that are coming in today that we're going to look to match up, and it will release a great blessing to WCNO. And we know that we're going to need a very big day of gifts and supports, probably in addition to the matching funds, maybe another $50,000 or something like that to come in today. But God is in charge, and God is able to provide for all of our needs. And so we are asking you to prayerfully join us today and be a part of this great day. Father, we just ask a blessing over your people. We lift them up, Father, over our family and over the body of Christ at large. And we speak your blessing over them, Father, that they would know the goodness of